Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or Pacific Daylight Time or whatever the fuck it is on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and now on Spotify. We love it. This is your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe, a.k.a. Jenny. And we're going to go around the table. We've got my co-host, a.k.a. The Muse, JJ. What's up?
How you doing?
Woo! Yes.
Yay for me, clap for me, yeah.
Okay, the new guitarist for Satanic Johnny is going to have to introduce himself, though.
Yes, my name is German, new guitarist from Satanic Johnny.
Yay! Yeah.
German, we like that.
What's up? We call him Germ.
Welcome,
Germ.
Welcome,
Germ.
Welcome, Germ.
The Germ.
Welcome to the family,
Germ. He is the man.
Yes. Welcome to the family, Germ.
Thank you, Yes.
And we have Hector. I'm going to say Yentian.
Yentian?
Uh-huh. Okay, I almost read it. I almost had it.
Yentian.
It's our buddy in the banana costume.
Every woman like banana. All the women like banana. Everybody like banana. All the women like banana. Okay, sorry. Sorry about that.
He does that on stage, which is awesome. we have a lot of fun with Satanic Johnny. So that's the name of the band. We have Moses, though. The
Yo.
Wonderful lead
vocalist, singer, something.
He's the head, the captain.
Don't y'all love this? Know. The group's name is Satanic Johnny.
And the singer is Moses.
The real Moses.
His father is a minister.
Yeah.
I love it.
Is that crazy?
Yes.
Yeah.
True facts. Fantastic.
Yeah. Yep.
And if you remember, Satanic Johnny came possible because of a prior episode with Katie Ashley back, I believe, in like March or April, which Hector is the drummer for Katie Ashley as well, and several other bands, including the band we went to see last Thursday night. We came upon them by accident, actually. We went to see No Service. Actually is who invited us. So we ended up going to see a No Service, and the band who was on right before No Service, and this was at the Whiskey in West Hollywood last Thursday night, and it was Grandpa's Nuts. And Hector...
What? The drummer!
And I had completely forgotten that Hector is also the drummer for them. So I was like, holy shit.
It was a reunion.
Yes, a reunion.
So,
I hear Jenny and JJ. I hear him yelling from the stage. And I'm like,
huh?
I squinted. Ooh. And I'm like, oh, it's Hector. What up?
I was naked because I didn't have my banana costume.
Yes, no banana. No banana costume. I'm sure it's a lot less, hot and sweaty now where you're sitting. So that's good. Yeah. So let's see. Last week, let's recap. Winners of the Battle for Vans Warp Tour was Thursdays in Suburbia.
Yep.
Every other year, yearbooks should have been the winner.
I don't know. Every other year, I think, should have won.
But it is what it is. We actually competed in that competition, and we didn't win, but I wasn't upset about that.
No, you didn't get all butt hurt.
No.
No offense, I got badgered.
I did.
I got badgered and harassed on Facebook by members of Yearbook. One member of Yearbooks and their girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Tried to say that we threw the battle and we... that it was rigged and this and that and the other thing. I said, blow me, first of all.
Yeah.
I said if I was that type of person and I was a biased fucker and I was like evil and I wanted to put things the way I wanted them, I, because I was lead judge and I was the one that turned in the final vote and I was the one who announced the fucker winner. So therefore, but if I was really biased, I, no offense, would have gone with my buddies, Satanic Johnny.
Or even
Victory Kid. I would not have gone.
Thursdays.
No offense. I love you kids and you will be on the show at some point. Thursdays in Zuburia was good, but they needed a few more years to get seasoned.
Right.
I'm just saying in the sense of being fully like a realized project. Yeah, they're really good. They have potential. And I see them maybe in going somewhere someday when they actually get there. You know what I'm saying?
It'll be a few years.
But
I heard some gossip. I don't know about this. And I know that you did the judges for our shows and you had mentioned that some of the other ones you didn't do some of the other local shows, right?
No, there was some of the shows that we were not at. So there was like seven out of the nine bands, only two of you I had seen. You and Victory Kid.
Oh, wow.
And I've seen you twice and I've seen Victory Kid twice.
Oh, right.
But I was at both your battles. For both of them and both Victory Kid's battles.
Maybe you don't know about this.
The other
this.
Seven bands I didn't even know.
Maybe you didn't know about this, but apparently Thursday and Suburbia lost round two.
They did. Lost actually one of the battles. They lost to Yearbooks, but one of the mothers of one of the kids said that they weren't butthurt over not losing to them or whatever. They said, "Hey, you know, we lost."
Mm-hmm.
But what the hell?
How did certain people
like adults though got butthurt over shit when teenagers didn't? I just thought that was funny.
So basically...
They got what they call a what do you call that?
Wild card.
A wild card.
They just got magically.
But what it was is he asked several other bands.
And they couldn't get together.
And they couldn't get it together for that date. And it is what it is. Mm-hmm. So there was other people that could have gone in on that wild card that weren't necessarily them.
Wow.
But hey, the numbers add up to what the fuck the numbers add up.
Right. The numbers are the numbers.
Numbers are numbers. Numbers and science don't lie.
Look, you know, the benefit of it is they're kids, you know
they're
what
kids.
I mean?
Hey,
and that's awesome.
They got to play at Vans Warped Tour. Yeah. So that was last Thursday also. We didn't get to go. We had free tickets, which pisses me off. But he didn't get out. By the time he would have come home from work, and then we fucking got down there, been like 5, 6 o'clock, and then we would have missed pretty much the entire fucking day. So
you should have sold your tickets.
Yeah, well, I just told Nathan to pass them on to the next fucking pair of people, whatever.
Nice.
But I would like to have gone. So Thursdays in Suburbia ended up playing at like 8:20 p.m. on last Thursday.
Really?
They were one of the last bands to play. Actually, they were the last band to play on one of the other stages. I don't know if it was on the main stage or not, but I don't know how that's all set up out there. But it was in Pomona, California last Thursday, last Vans Warped Tour from what I hear. So, I don't know. We'll see about that one. But
I think it'll be back.
I think it's going to be a different name on it. Right. It might not be Vans, but it'll be something else.
Yeah.
So that was really good. So Satanic Johnny was part of the battle, all the battles. They got to the finals.
Finals, yeah.
Which means they're pretty big motherfuckers on the planet if they got to the fucking finals of Vans Warped Tour.
Fuck you.
We come from hell.
Yeah.
That's right. That's one Satanic Johnny.
Couple last things before we go into music and the band and all that. Let's see. Number one, shout out to Nathan Youngblood.
Yeah.
Youngblood Productions.
Happy birthday to Nathan.
Yes, Green Jelly. Yeah, Green Jello.
Green Jello.
Jello Jelly.
Jello, technically, yeah. And also Fate Destroyed. And they're about to play Green Jelly Fest. Jelly Fest or whatever is coming up soon.
Then they
were on that too.
They did. Satanic Johnny's on Jellyfest.
They debuted one of their songs, right?
Yeah, they did.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That was a great song too. Yeah. Man, they sound fucking great.
Really?
I really like those guys. I can't wait to see them on fucking stage. They're gonna be fucking awesome.
Speaking about music, we're actually right now in the process of recording a full length album.
Oh, awesome!
Cool.
Yeah,
awesome.
Because you know this band has gone through so many different variations and different changes that basically, you know, we're so new at the point right now where I feel like, you know, we should just record a full-length album.
Why not? You know, there's four fresh members that, I think the four of you would work very well together. I haven't seen you yet. No offense.
He plays really, really.
Okay. He is a beast.
But I trust their judgment. Course,
yeah. He's the beast from the Middle East.
I know these guys and how they are. So I know they would pick only the best. So,
we're excited about that. We're gonna have that probably by October.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Wow, that's really fast.
Let's see. Oh, our buddies from Orgy.
Yeah.
We love you.
Orgy.
Yeah. Ooh, the alternative rock band Orgy. They are on 107.5 up in Las Vegas. They're doing a competition. It's called The Beatdown with Polly or something like that. And what it is that you compete for... If you go for 10 days straight winning, you get into their Hall of Fame. So now if you can win 10... So far, Orgy's won 6 nights. They've won 6 nights.
They won
4 nights
song.
Last week, and they go up against another band with their new song, right? And these could be bands like you guys, like just that haven't gotten huge yet, and then or they could be big bands like Orgy, who's already had their break, who's actually been on major labels and tours, or like Smashing Pumpkins released a new song, and they're considered almost like a brand new band again. So Orgy beat Smashing Pumpkins last Friday night.
Wow.
98% or 95% or some shit of the vote. 95% or some shit.
Wow.
They beat him by an overwhelming margin. Huge. It was fucking crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
Almost every night that Orgy has competed against the other band, they have had a huge high percentage of them being the winner. Like a big overage. Like I was like, that fucking nuts. So there are some numbers, like call in. There's a website. Go to The Beatdown with Polly on 107.5. They've got like a contest or something. You got to call a number. I'll pull it up in a minute. But there's some different stuff going on all over L.A., all kinds of different concerts.
What are you looking at?
I'm just looking at
He's, like, staring at people, you know? He's, like, all... Like, fuck
do your own thing, you know? I'm just tripping out. It's a really good view, and there's, like, a bank over there.
You guys are awesome.
And there's, like, people walking around. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not talking about that.
Look, it's a tower. No,
but it's like private offices or something, and they're like walking around. I'm like, well, you could just totally just like, you know.
I love where his mind
goes. I don't know.
He was looking into the camera, like secretly.
There's a camera? Where's the camera?
Hey, tell him the story about Aldo.
Shit.
Tell him the
story. Oh, man. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah. You're totally. You're allowed to say that. All
right. Okay, all right.
Damn shit. Hell.
Say anything you want to.
Okay, all right. So, Aldo. Okay. So, Aldo is like a friend of ours, mutual friend and stuff. And he's just a weird guy, right? And then, so one day we're like partying at his, he had this hotel room like in Hollywood, like somewhere around there, you know, one of those crack motels, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
one of those,
a few.
Yeah, those crack tranny motels, you know,
no,
basically.
Shit.
Okay. Yeah. Crack tranny motel.
Yeah, crack tranny motel.
I'm getting it all pictured in my mind right now.
Yeah, pretty much. And we're like in his room and and we're like, I'm there and it's me and this, two of my friends, and we're just sitting there and he gets up and he goes in the bathroom and he comes out like in a thong, like in a man thong, like
a
completely
thong.
Naked in a thong.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And he comes and he like lays down and he's like, oh, trying to like seduce me or something.
What?
And I'm like, what?
That's really creepy.
Like, you know, it's as awkward as if one of us does that now. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say he gets up and he comes in, like, in a thong. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, Tell him how he did it.
And then he lays down on the bed.
Yeah, he lays down on the bed and he's like.
Everybody in the room is
And I'm looking at my friend. I'm like, and she's like. You know, and I'm like, what the hell? And he's like, and then he's like showing me his ass. He's like showing me his ass. You know, he's like that. You know, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And then like he keeps on trying to like, I guess trying to seduce me. And then he's like, ah, fuck it. And he got all mad. And he went back in the bathroom and put his clothes back on. He came out all like pissed off, like oh, I can't believe I didn't, you know. And I'm like, what? Crazy, dude.
That's fucking nuts.
Can I call Aldo? Should I call Aldo?
Yeah, call Aldo. Yeah, you should call Aldo.
All right. Listen, just so you know, Aldo, a little bit of history, Aldo. Picture Cat Williams, you know, small little black dude, pimp. Right. That's how he is. Like, he walks around like that. He walks around with boots, high heel boots that are bigger than Kiss.
Oh, whoa! Shit.
Bigger than Kiss. He's a weird dude, man.
And he has, and he would tell me, he would be like, I know Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers. And I'm like, how do you know Flea? He's like, man, we used to fucking rent hotels and smoke crack together.
That doesn't surprise me.
And then he would talk about Billy Idol. And actually, it's funny how he ended up here. He'll probably tell you the story if he answers. But he ended up here because he was a big Billy Idol fan.
You know what I mean?
And at that time, the way he explained it was like it was very rare to see, you know, a black dude listening to punk. You know, like going around, and that was like the thing, and that was his gimmick. And he came here with that gimmick, with that hope that he could do something with his vision on how he should do music. But he ended up just becoming a Hollywood, you know, statement, basically.
Damn.
So, that's crazy. But Aldo, he released an album and everything, man. He's a pretty talented guy.
Dude, tell him about he recorded an album in a bathroom,
dude,
didn't he?
But it sounds sick.
In a bathroom?
Yeah.
And the guy that...
like at a Goodwill or something.
At a Goodwill, yeah. Yeah, he recorded his album.
Hey.
No, but they mixed it.
In a bathroom at a Goodwill.
He got a distribution deal. Listen to this.
Are you shitting me?
No. Yeah. He got a distribution deal with George Clinton's record label.
Whoa.
And they grabbed that vocal and fucking mixed it like the right way in a real song. And he released a whole album.
Whoa.
The Neva and everything.
Damn.
Yeah, Aldo, I mean, he's a weird dude, but, you know, he's smart about what he does. Let's see if he answers. I got his number.
Aldo.
Let's see. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget. We got to say, Killset played at the Viper Room last week.
Oh,
we just
wanna,
on Saturday. We just want to say a shout out. That was the other thing. I went brain farted. Thank you to Killset. Thank you to Luca. Thank you to James Jazz Dillon. Thank you to Mark Baker. And thank you to... God,
I got a brain fart.
I swear to God. Anyway, we totally got... Oh, Dave. Don't forget Dave, the lead guitarist. We had a great time. Jenny actually got in the mosh pit.
You did?
I actually...
What, was it like a real mosh pit?
It was like an old person mosh pit.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just kidding. I'd be an asshole, though. I started it. Warrior Dave.
Really?
Gonzo, you know Warrior Dave?
We started... Maybe.
You know that he goes to... he works for Youngblood. He works for...
Oh, I probably do know
black dude who always wears the face paint and shit.
Oh, that
he's
guy.
He's at all the concerts.
Yeah, I know.
Dave, yeah. We call him Warrior Dave or Gonzo Dave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's awesome. We were all moshing. We were all, like, hitting off each other. Like, bam, bam.
Really?
I tried to video the show, and I kept bumping
I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Yeah. I kept slamming off of him. I'm like, oh, shit.
And I'm busting, man.
Sorry, Killset, if your video from Saturday night is kind of all over the fucking place, but we were having a good time.
You tried.
We were jumping.
They're hardcore.
It was good.
Killset's hardcore.
We're at the Viper Room?
Yeah. Fucking nice. They went hard, man. That was awesome. That was a good show.
Nice.
I sloshed around so much. I had alcohol in my stomach, and that wasn't good. So I had to go outside and get air.
Yeah,
and
right.
And I felt sick, like I was going to throw the fuck up.
Damn.
Yeah.
And so I missed Tantric. I feel like an asshole. I miss Tantric. Anyway, it is what it is.
It's not your fault. Well, I crowd surfed for the first time like last month.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like, I'm always
How'd that
in the
go?
It
How'd
was
that go?
It was the most amazing experience
you
of
had
my
fucking
life.
Fun?
It was.
What was the concert?
It was Slayer and Lamb of God and all.
Fucking love Slayer.
Yeah.
I saw them with Slipknot and Hatebreed. That was a great show.
Where was that? Rockstar Mayhem?
No, that was, like, I think it was that show. This was 2005 in fucking Maine. So I highly doubt you were there. And if you were there, I'd be like, what the fuck were you there for?
Right, I know. What was I doing? I'm fishing for lobster.
It's fucking Maine. I want some lobster and some scrimps.
I'm trying to get some lobster.
Some scrimps, motherfucker.
You sound like you're from Jersey.
Okay, what? Yeah, Joyzy. Hey, yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, yeah. Motherfucker.
But at least it's
not
like
they
Boston.
Pronounce their R's. Yeah. See, we don't pronounce our R's. We say motherfucker. They say motherfucker.
Oh, really?
See, the Jersey and New York, they pronounce their R's.
Yeah, they do. They do.
New England, we don't pronounce our R's.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. It's really fucked up.
And then
every, like, you guys say car.
Say motherfucker.
And you say car instead of car.
I'm going to park my car in the garage.
Boston, they'll be like, you can
I'm gonna park
suck
in the dooryard.
You know? They say cack? Like, suck my cack?
Yeah.
Suck my cack.
I'll be like, yeah, what's a cack, motherfucker?
Suck my cack, man.
What the hell? I would if I knew what a cack was, you fool. No.
It's just how we talk. Don't try to understand it. That's why I talk in a non-regional dialect.
Yeah, me too.
You're going to be a broadcast safe, is what I'm saying, fellow fucking New Englander. But when you're on the radio and you do broadcasting and things like that, they want you to speak in a non-regional dialect. You don't want to sound like you're from a specific.
That sounds like good name for a band, non-regional dialect, or like
Jesus,
a name.
Actually, that is a
yeah,
good
or like an
name.
Album.
Actually, you know? That's a damn good. That's good.
Check out our new album. It's called Non-Regional Dialect, coming out. You know.
So we're talking about putting together a show. Like I said, with you as the headliner.
Oh yeah.
And we're thinking Saturday, September 22nd. If you can possibly
we're there.
Looking at the front room. We're looking at the front room of the 5-star, and
nice.
We're looking at you guys playing with Jabbermouth.
Dr. Party. I like Dr.
And,
yeah, hell yeah.
And Anxiety.
All right, that's yeah. cool.
So
that's
those three
show.
Bands will open for
it
you.
It kind of
guys.
Fits the bill.
It's yeah. all. Yeah.
That's what we were thinking
yeah.
of.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody wears costumes. Yeah, everybody yeah. is more. It's like a punk rock, heavy sound, like riot kind of. Yeah,
totally.
All four bands are of that type of genre.
I like those two bands, Anxiety and
Dr. You should check out Jabbermouth.
I haven't heard of
really. Go on my page and check out Jabber, or go to Jabbermouth's page. You'll see the videos I took. Good shit.
Really?
You guys would love to play with them. The lead singer, he has his mic stand, and from the mic stand, there's this like pair of like rubber balls.
Nice.
Hanging from the mic stand.
Yeah, dude.
And the guitarist just has the most incredible fucking energy, which I'm trying to get them on the show too. You'd like them. They're from the Battles, so yeah. So let's do a recap, considering the Katie Ashley show was so long ago. I want to hear from you guys. Where the fuck did you get the name Satanic Johnny?
All right.
Tell our listeners. So
I love telling this story.
What the fuck is going on.
It's a good story.
All right.
We love the story.
All right. Well, I guess I'll give the longer version since
we're here. This is your moment.
So I was in a band with my original guitar player. We were called Magnum Carnage. They're from Hawaii. They came out here. They're like, oh, we're going to go to Hollywood. We're going to get huge, you know. That's what they thought, but I guess it didn't happen. So I was their drummer. And one day the bass player was like, just quit. He's like, you know what? Fuck this. You know, I'm out of here. So he quit, and we're like, fuck, let's just jam ourselves. And we play the songs just as a two-piece, and we're like, man, we sound so much better. This is badass.
Damn.
And we're like, you know what? Let's make it a two-piece, and I could sing too, and let's change it up. Let's change the songs. Let's have a new name. Let's do it. He's like, yeah, I'm down. Let's do this. All right, cool. Yeah, I'll come up with a name. We'll come up with something. We're trying to brainstorm names, you know, whatever. Whatever. A couple of days go by, you know, and then at the studio we were at, there was this guy named Johnny. There was a total weirdo, nice guy, but he would like lock himself in the room for like a week at a time. He wouldn't come out to piss, shit, eat, nothing. And he'd be in there and he'd play like this weird organ, like evil devil
not only
music.
That, but
where did he piss, shit, and eat?
Well, yeah. Sorry, well, I'm not, just not only
I don't know.
That. Actually, the guy shits. He shits.
Well, how do you know?
Because I saw him one day go
taking
to the bathroom.
Shit.
You know,
really?
And I went in there and it smelled real bad and I knew he took a shit.
So at some point he had to.
Yeah, I was surprised though. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, yeah. I never seen him leave his room, and every once in a while
you see him. When you actually see him, he would be coming in or out of the studio.
Yeah, yeah. And he'd be like, "Hey guys, hey, all right, gotta go."
No, he would look like a preppy guy. Like, I swear to God,
like a pretty boy.
Yeah,
you would never.
He would never guess.
Yeah.
Really?
Total weird.
In a room for a week doesn't sound like
one hand on an organ, the other hand on a drum.
Yeah, and he'd be like, oh, like, doom, 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 and like on the organ, like, oh, and like, we'd be like, we hear it, and we're like, oh, he's doing it again, he's doing it again. Like, you know, like, oh, and we'd be like, oh, and we'd be like, oh, yeah, he's in there worshiping the devil. That was the whole thing. And then, you know, that was our joke, that he's in there, like, sacrificing chickens and, like, drinking blood and doing all that devil shit, you know? So that was a joke. So anyway, like a week later, he ups and leaves. Like, I walk by the studio, because our room was right next to his. And I'm walking to our studio, and I see the doors open and the room's empty. I'm like, what the hell? And then, like, yeah, he left, you know, this and that. I was like, whoa, okay, whatever. And then that night, I was talking to a friend of mine from the studio. His name's Thor. Thor, where you at?
But yeah. Thor.
What up, Thor? Yeah. I used to have a buddy named Thor.
Yeah, so I'm talking to Thor. Season.
Is he really huge?
Yeah, we should.
Is he really a really huge dude?
No. Yeah, he's a kind of a big, like Nordic type.
I mean, he's big around, but he's not much taller than you guys.
Oh, okay.
Mm. He's not that big.
His name is just Thor. Everyone calls him Thor.
Because his arm strength is
incredible.
Okay,
well, then it's not my old buddy Thor, then. Okay.
No, probably not. No. But
the dude was like 6'8 or something.
No,
he's not that tall. Okay, but me and him were talking about the stuff, and you know, we're just talking. It's late at night at the studio, and we're just talking. And it came up, and I was like, yeah, what the hell happened to Satanic Johnny? And then right there, life, it was like, and then immediately I was like, that's the one, that's it. He's like, Satanic Johnny, huh? Yeah, sounds good. That's the name of the band. And I got up and I knocked on Kai's, my ex guitar player. Like, I'm knocking on his door. I was like, banging on the door. And he's like, what, dude, what? I was like, Satanic Johnny. Satanic Johnny. And he's like,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. And I'm like, well, the name for the band, Satanic Johnny, is like, sounds all right. I'll sleep on it. I'll think about it. We'll talk about it. I was like, Satanic Johnny, dude. That's the one.
That's it.
That's right. It. That's it. That's
Don't
all.
Tell me.
And then that's what happened.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great story.
Good story.
Woo, yeah.
True story, too.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, true story, dude. Like some real TV shit, dude. Some, you know.
What the fuck is Seal Beach?
Seal Beach is
just
far.
Just Long Beach. It's like...
No, I guess I'm not going to that one.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dirty Machine.
I have a story about Seal Beach if you want to keep going with really crazy stories.
Yeah, what's Zim's number?
You want to play a song first?
Yeah, let's do that.
You want to play I'm an Ogre or Dave the Bastard? Or I think I've got... What else?
I'm an Ogre's good.
I've also got... What the hell is this one? Oh, that's it. I got a couple songs up here too that she sent me. All right, let's try. Which one do you want to do? Dealer's choice. I'll do.
I'm an Ogre, I guess.
I'm an ogre, yeah.
All right, let's go with I'm an Ogre by Satanic Johnny on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
You fucking wanna know?
That's awesome, sir. Yeah. Who was seducing you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You were doing crack.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's just wrong.
That's funny.
That's fucking funny. It's great.
Love you, Angie.
Yeah, exactly. His wifey poo.
Aw.
We like it. Hey, some of us are married, some of us aren't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, a lot of people don't know that. Like, we go to concerts and stuff together. People are like, what are you guys, like, what's going on with you two? Like, are you, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you guys were even like, what, why? Okay, I don't, what's the dynamic here?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
We're married.
Yeah. Because I didn't know for the longest, too, because I seen you guys together. I thought maybe you guys were just, like, homies or, I don't know.
A lot of people were like, are you guys friends? Or are you guys, like, just, you know, you just co-hosts? Or what the fuck's going on? I used to call him the husband. That was his prior nickname. So he went through different variations with the husband. My friend Sasha George, she's a famous. What up, Sasha?
Hey, Sasha George. Oh,
damn, where you at?
In Dilly Bridge.
I would like to get. I would like to get you with them to do an article. Okay. Like an interview.
I'm down.
It's a publication, so she'll do like. You know, she's done one with Kill Set. They've done with them with several bands. The Hard Way, quite a few bands. The Hard Way is pretty big. The Hard Way plays a lot with at the Whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 yeah.
They have
yeah.
do a lot of Eric shows Jeffries. There. Eric Jeffries. Mm-hmm. What up, Eric?
What's up?
Good buddy. People. They're good people to get connected with, and that can really get you into some places. We're looking into getting into all different venues too. Daniel Park. From Acropolis Music Group. What up? Shout out.
Acropolis.
More people that are in, you know, that are affiliated with Battle for Vans Warped Tour and all that. So, what up to Daniel Park from Acropolis Music Group? What up to, our buddy Big John? What up, Big John?
John?
What up, Big John?
What are you doing, John?
What up?
What's going on, John? What's really going on, John?
What up, Johnny?
John Biggity.
Big old John. A lot of good people were affiliated or were connected with that project. So we want to give a shout out to all the bands who really worked hard, you know, including Satanic Johnny. It
yeah.
A really close battle. I think we got a caller.
What?
I wonder who it is.
A caller.
I see his face. Hi, you're on the air with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Who are we speaking with?
What's up, motherfuckers?
What up, motherfucker? Who's this?
This is Katie Ashley, you fucking...
Hey! Oh! What's up?
We love
what's
you.
Up, Katie Ashley?
You guys called him... Satanic Johnny called and busted up my fucking interview, so it's
not fair. Yeah, payback's a bitch, huh? Yeah. Payback is... man, karma's...
Karma's a cunt.
Yeah.
I know, man. That's what you get. How you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Are all you, right.
Man? Good, man.
Thank
good.
You for the, fucking, thank you for the
you know,
pair of
getting
tickets.
Stoned, fucking jamming out. You know,
thank you for the
that's
pair
right.
of tickets.
The
fucking A. So what's
Katie
up, Jenny?
I'm gonna let people know that you are playing at the 5-Star Bar with Stereo Love.
All right.
And Crash. Is that Crash?
Fucking A, dude. Yeah, Crash from Texas, man. Yeah. Bro.
All right.
On July 25th, go check out Katie Ashley, Stereo Love, and Crash on July 25th at the 5-Star Bar.
All
right. Yep.
Yeah.
A record coming out too, pretty nice. Soon. A Crash Katie Ashley split 7-inch vinyl.
Awesome.
That's at the Busting Plant. Should be out. Maybe by the show, maybe not. But
fuck yeah,
it's definitely cool. In the Busting Plant getting made. So
that's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're doing projects and everything's going very well for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Not bad, man. Just hanging in there. Hollywood's a fucking jungle, but you know we're doing it.
Hollywood.
I can't wait.
So fucking what happened with Satanic Johnny at the Battle of the Band?
I don't know, man.
They battled hard.
We
as fuck.
Yeah, that was fucked.
We battled Battle Royale.
They battled fucking hard.
We went down swinging, dude. We if we die, we die well dressed.
Yeah.
Right.
I still think you, man. I know. I love you guys.
I still think you should have gotten
Johnny extra. Awesome. We could do a split 7-inch someday with, you know, Katie Ashley, Satanic Johnny. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Actually, that would be. Oh, that.
What about Satanic Katie?
Satanic Katie.
You can do collaboration.
Oh, actually, wouldn't that
you know what I mean?
Kind
I can
crazy?
Play guitar and sing. You can play the skin flute. It'll be awesome.
Oh, wow.
You know what we should do to fuck with Hector?
What?
We should do a show with Grandpa's Nuts, K- Katie Ashley and Satanic Johnny.
Oh, no. We'll just call the
back to back to back fucking drumming.
Oh, yeah, for Hector, yeah.
I've done that before.
That'd be awesome. That would be fucking really? Fucking crazy. Down. Hector's my boy, you know.
That'd be nuts.
On the other side of
we're all in the same family. Hook it up, Jenny. Like get us all on the show. We'll
that
play.
That would be a good show, actually. That'd be very interesting.
Yeah.
We've done it before.
It would. Grandpa's well, hey, man, I'm going to let you guys go. I just want to say what's up to fucking Radio Land. And say, Janik Johnny, what's up? Jenny, what's up?
Thank you, all right. Katie Ashley.
Thank you, Katie Ashley. Woo!
Right. Yeah.
Fucking hey, man. Yeah. Hollywood rock and roll.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm looking forward to seeing
a lot of you guys
KDS.
At our show on the 25th.
Yes, we're looking forward to seeing you.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Definitely.
Are you coming, Jenny?
I may be in Maine at that time, but the husband will be, JJ will be there, and he'll bring
good, him. Awesome. Yeah. Well, he can give you the heads up how he did.
Yeah, so he's going to film, he'll film it on Facebook Live and everything.
Hell yeah.
Fuck don't you expect know. Too much, though, you know.
<You'll be laughs>
we're just a party band. We know, we like to party, man. It's about the music, but it's more about having a good time and getting fucked up, so.
Hey, man.
Hell yeah.
Always. Fuck it.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah, cool.
Fucking A. Well, all right, guys, I'm going to let you go.
All right, man.
We'll talk to
you
later,
man. Rock and roll, motherfuckers.
That's right,
motherfuckers. We love Katie Ashley.
Hell yeah, he's cool.
I think we should play Dave the Bastard.
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 Bastard. Dave, I got you that guitar you wanted.
Jenny's real talk on the block.
Mom's such a dumb bitch.
It's free if you want to see the misery that's inside of me. It's free if you want to be a bastard, just like me. I fucking smell like gasoline. I fucking live in misery.
fucking hate you guys.
Huh, that sounds like me in the bedroom.
Yeah, I was pissed.
Anyway.
Whoa.
Sorry, I get very disturbed on the show. Go tonight between 9 and 10 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. That's 9 and 10 p.m. Go to, it's going to be The Beatdown with Pauly Cover, 107.5 in Las Vegas. This is to vote, put in your votes. We want Orgy to win. They need four more nights to fucking make it.
Orgy.
Speaking of the bedroom. No, just kidding.
Right. Yeah, yeah, where is the orgy anyway?
I'm sorry. That's my old life as a swinger. Anyway.
No way.
JJ's like, I remember those days.
You guys were swingers, really?
No, he wasn't involved in any of that. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. Your wife had to change her life. It was just very bad.
That's some bullshit.
Drugs, alcohol, and lots of sex sometimes are not a good thing.
No, that's always a good thing, I think.
Go to this. Call this phone number tonight between 9 and 10 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. 1-702-791-1075. That's 702-791-1075. And vote for Orgy to win. Go to orgymusic.com. Listen to their music, like them, love them, and all that. So their song is called Army for Your Party. So go do it. The Beatdown with Pauly.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was trying to pull up that information, but Killsa did a great set on Saturday. You guys, where are you playing next? What are we doing?
We are playing with Head P this Friday.
Are you shitting me?
No.
Where?
Damn. Carmen Bar in Laguna Niguel.
Fuck! Why are you so fucking
mission.
Far away?
I know. I know.
Head P is fucking incredible.
I mean, it's not that far.
My husband.
Like 40 minutes?
My husband, it's far, dude. My husband is 50 years old. He got in the fucking mosh pit at the Head PE show we went to at the Whiskey. Back a few months ago. Man, he got in that bitch. He was going hardcore with those fucking young motherfuckers. It was awesome.
Right.
My husband can do a mosh pit, no problem.
Show him how the OG does it.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's
sometimes right.
He got in that bitch.
I take my Geritol, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there you go.
He ran in there
some
like
whiskey,
three,
you know?
He ran in there like three fucking times. It was awesome.
You got that drunk balls.
We had
there.
A blast. Yeah, yeah. We always have a blast at concerts. I said, you need one of these days, you need to hold the fucking camera so I can go in on a goddamn mosh pit, motherfucker. Mosh pits. Some of those bands created pretty decent mosh pits.
I've been in pits.
At the battles,
man.
At the battle, even there were some bands who threw. I don't even really understand why Yearbooks had a. I don't know if they were hard enough, but
they brought
I guess.
A lot of people. You know,
no, but I just don't see that where they really needed a mosh pit. Like, every other year, maybe you guys mosh pit. Yeah, I see that. You know, certain bands, yes. Certain bands, no. I'm like, that's. I mean, just their friends and fans are excited, and that's cool. You're enthusiastic, and we love you for that. Thank you. Please come to the 5-Star Bar in September when we start throwing our concerts.
Five-Star Bar is where it's at.
Satanic Johnny. Dude, I thought about doing a
shout out to Heath.
Shout out to Heath. We love you, Heath. We thought about doing. I thought of doing like a punk and funk night. I thought it'd be funny.
Punk and funk.
Punk in one room and funk in the other.
That's a good one. Funk and funk.
Well, it's catchy. I don't know. But I don't really know any. You know any funk bands?
What about punk, funk, and porn?
Yes, you could have porn.
Do you
playing.
Think they would allow us to do that?
Why not? It's 21 plus. Yeah. You have porn playing.
You have to do a 21 plus. Show.
Yeah, and you have a porn playing
up
while
on the wall.
Bands.
Put a yeah. No, like those some of those raunchy fucking sex clubs in LA. They put a
there
sheet on the wall.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They show the movie. On
oh, the peep
sheet.
Shows. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
just
there
saying,
was a
crazy.
Show that I played in Mexico where they had like girls fucking each other while we were playing.
Damn.
Like, in the
like real, nice. Like real life, or
no. It was projected, but I was like, I didn't realize
Whoa.
Until everybody. I was like noticing that there was more and more people coming, and I'm like, why are there like And they're all just looking like with a dead stare. I'm like, what the fuck are they looking at? So I'm playing drums. I'm playing in a thrash band. And I look and I'm like, oh, that's what's going on there.
Nice.
Some action.
Nice.
Like, it's better than a donkey show. I'd rather see two bitches fucking than a goddamn donkey and a chick. Ew, nasty.
Yeah, I've never seen a donkey show.
Speaking of Allison Cohen.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Damn.
Only 3 minutes left. Fuck. Aww. We have so much goddamn fun with you guys. Damn. It's just ridiculous.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Always. That's why I like coming here.
That's why,
I don't want this to end. Why? What?
As soon as we get advertisement, we get to do 2-hour shows, man.
Oh, this is right. What we're looking for.
Yeah.
If you want to advertise your sponsor, Jenny. Please do.
We need some money up in here.
Money. Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to record a nice little radio drop for you. So like every week we can play and go like, this is Satanic Johnny and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk.
That's cool.
We'll do some pictures and stuff. And then we have Facebook Live video, which we always love.
Facebook. Yeah.
There's like a piece of like bird poo-poo on the other side.
I've been looking at that the whole time.
And it tripped me out because
which one? There's several
right above.
How does it get there?
I looked at it in the corner of my eye and I was like, oh shit, dude, someone's jumping off the fucking building.
No, it's just bird shit. Because
bird shit looks just like someone jumping off a building.
So you're playing in Laguna Niguel?
Yes, that's what Happy Eve. Then we're playing Agent Orange at the Whiskey in July.
Okay.
And we're also doing Jellyfest.
Right.
You could check out all our dates and all our stuff and all our links and everything
we're
on our Facebook.
Doyle too.
Yeah, we're playing with Doyle on December 14th. Okay. That's going to be a good one. So facebook.com/SatanicJohnny. Also our Instagram, SatanicJohnny. And you could see everything there.
So you got a bunch of shows coming up.
Yep. Yes, we do.
All right.
As long as we're free to all of them.
Of course.
Dude, you guys are in.
Always.
Dude,
give a fuck, because I would go and rage and totally watch you guys every fucking week.
Dude, you guys are there. As a matter of fact, you could have my drink tickets.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How's that?
You can have mine too.
Yeah. Love it. Fucking there you go.
Awesome. We
love He's it. Not giving up his drink tickets. I know that.
He's going to need those.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We're whiskey people.
Yeah.
That's why we cover so many fucking shows at the Whiskey.
There you go.
Pretty much that's where we cover almost all of our shows are at the Whiskey. No service last week was at the Whiskey. We did the Viper this week, though. It's been a
Viper
while
room
since we've
is,
been
is,
a while
I have
since
never the played the Viper Room.
The Viper is...
I have a, never
the
played
the
Viper Room.
The stage is kind of small, but it's
Yeah, I've been
nice,
there many times.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I just don't like how they have that curtain around with the stand.
I have never played there.
Next time y'all come, y'all get to play the guitar, okay?
Play the what? Oh, yeah, that's right.
We get to play.
Well,
and play your other songs.
We're having so much fucking fun talking about all our projects, the things that we
And Aldo.
Yeah, check us out.
We didn't have Aldo.
And the story about Satanic Johnny. Yeah, so people had to understand that. You know the whole thing, but we'll bring you back.
Hell yes.
Yeah, we got to do
it. Oh, especially once you get your little album recorded.
Yes.
So they're working on an album.
So we can get that world premiere. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
And come back and get it.
We will actually give the first copy to you and JK.
Fuck
you. There you go.
We love
there it.
There
it is.
Hell yeah.
We feel very privileged.
Hell yeah, dude.
You guys honestly, you guys have helped us out and so many bands out there, and we can't be any more thankful. And I don't know if any other bands thank you on the regular, but I'm going to thank you on the behalf of all of us. Because
if
it weren't for people like you and JJ, there wouldn't be this.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be any of this. So
we really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I really thank you guys for doing what you guys do. For real.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, when we see a band that like has potential. Like
I don't like
potential.
Hearing the same shit.
No, we're very particular. Yeah. We're very particular. We're very particular. We like bands that really fucking stand out.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and the same people in every...
Only, and I'm going to be honest, only certain bands
at
the finals...
There's a million bands out there.
Only certain bands at the finals actually caught our attention and actually we gave a card to be on the show. I'm going to be honest. I mean, I know all nine bands, whatever, but even some of the bands during the battles didn't really... do anything for me. And I'm sorry, I'm just very particular, picky bitch, and it is what it is. I like a good caliber. I like a good, like, level of music. I'm just very particular.
Yeah.
And right. I like professionalism and how they sound, so... that's just how I am. And so if I give you my business card and I, like, really, like, go, oh, fuck, and I go up to the stage and I'm like, here's my card, I would love for you to be on my show... That means you really stood the fuck out to me.
Yeah. Nice.
That makes me want to go and say hello to you and give you my card. So if I do
we
that,
get
that's,
room and
that's
when we
pretty
have
fucking
time,
big.
Put you on the show to get your product out. So,
only
man,
certain bands at the finals
it.
Did I even give my card to. I really am just being honest. I didn't like all of them.
Well,
just,
we feel very privileged.
You know. But we loved you guys.
Yeah.
You know guys really stood out. And that's why we would like to have you as a lot of our shows, but especially as a headline.
We got
to
do one
nice.
More thing
yeah,
that
one
we,
more
we completely neglected.
Oh, yeah, do that.
Our bass player, Ilya, wasn't here to make it today.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
And
shout
he didn't
out
have
to
the time to talk.
Shout out.
And shout out to him because...
Ilya, where you at?
He's one
you
of the...
Were, you were awesome. Ilya. And his birthday was the day of the finals.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Bass player.
Happy pre-birth, you know, birthday from, like, a couple weeks ago.
Happy
belated birthday.
That's what it is.
Yeah, he's a
and
good
shout
dude.
Out to D as well.
Shout out to D.
Yes. Deanna, thank you so much for sending me all that stuff today.
D,
thank
you.
You are
awesome.
You are the best.
Right.
Well, she was awesome to party with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, we were all hanging out and yeah. Anyway. All right. So we want to thank you guys so much. We want to say time. Johnny from
yeah!
Thank you so much.
Yes!
We had a blast. We had a great time. I'm going to do like a poster with you guys on. It's going to be cool. And I'll send it to you and you'll be like, oh, yeah. So anyway, this is Jenny and the Muse.
Right.
I'm going to do this. Jenny and the Muse.
The Muse.
I'm going to fucking make that as well. You've been listening to Jenny's World Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify.
That's right.
We'll see you next fucking week, 4th of July, bitches!
Oh!
Yeah.
Happy pre-fucking festival celebration, whatever the fuck you're going to do. We're going to be here at the radio station from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at LA Talk Radio, and we will just be talking shit next week.
Oh, bunch of shit.
Nobody wanted to be on the fucking show next week. So if you guys want to just show up, cool. We're just going to have fun. We're just going to blast. It's just a talk.
For real. We got
just
an hour.
Talking
we
shit
just
next
want to
week.
Talk shit next
we're
week.
We're talking shit next week.
I'm down.
If you wanted to come
talking
back.
Talking all kinds of shit.
Right.
My brother Donnie's going to be here. We're going to have a blast. Shout out.
Well, I got a lot of shit
shout
to
out to my, my brother Donnie. He will be here next week. All right. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Peace
woo.
Out.
Gotta go.
Woo, bye.
Shout out to the world.
Yes. Worldwide.
Satanic Johnny.
Satanic Johnny. Thank you, brother.
Vlad Carmen.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.